NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story.
Welcome to Technology 2004. The space age has arrived.
It was called Technology 2004, a showcase of high-tech hardware, products, and services fresh from NASA's laboratories and other federal centers, as well as universities and industries. Last November, more than 8,000 engineers and entrepreneurs met in Washington, D.C. for Technology 2004, the world's largest technology transfer conference. From the latest in robotics and advanced sensors to magnetically levitated ground vehicles, visitors to the conference got a sneak peek at how innovative, cutting-edge technologies will shape our lives. At Technology 2004, we caught up with Bill Schneering, who organized the show.
We have over 100 different federal laboratories exhibiting at this show, along with hundreds of private sector companies. If you're interested in starting a company, a business, getting an idea, finding something to improve the process of an existing business, you can find tremendous amounts of help from all the federal laboratories and all the private sector companies that exhibit here. Because what they have is leading-edge technology and or products or services that they want to sell or license.
Transforming government-sponsored technology into commercial use doesn't just happen, Schneering explains. It takes time and effort.
You know, good ideas are a dime a dozen. It's execution that counts. So when you get together and work with people one-on-one, you can execute.
Harry Kraft is head of the Technology Transfer Office at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama.
We, the American public, have a significant investment in our aerospace industry. And when I talk tech transfer, what I'm trying to do is convince the American public that we need to harvest their investment in those kind of technologies. And those technologies can pay back hundredfold in solving today's problems. We just need to bring the technologies, I don't want to say out of the closet, but we've got to find them and put them to work solving problems of today.
Kraft says that NASA expertise can help companies remain competitive in the global marketplace.
And we're doing that by taking their problems and helping them solve their problems. I don't go into their plants with a solution. We walk into their plants and ask, what are your problems? What's preventing you from making the profit you want? What's preventing you from making the better product? We go in, we'll get grease on our hands, we'll get mud on our shoes, but the idea is to help them solve their problems, and so far we've gotten a fantastic response.
At Technology 2004, several spin-offs have come from NASA's Space Shuttle program. The shuttle's main engines, for example, require precision welding, explains Thomas Sandovich in the Rocketdyne division of Rockwell International.
In the aerospace industry, we have to have very efficient, very accurate type welding. We're dealing with human lives, the space shuttle. We don't have a large volume of rocket engines we make. We make specifically for NASA, and so we have to make it right the first time. So the quality of the weld has to be exceptional. And what we've done to increase the accuracy and the precision here with this welding, what we've done here is developed a torch that has a vision system built into the torch itself, which actually sees through the body of the torch the actual welding process.
Another spin-off ready for commercial application is SurfMap, an infrared scanner developed by Thiokol to assure clean bonding surfaces for the shuttle's solid rocket motors. Thiokol's Ivan Swenson explains.
We have people like Alcoa interested in it to measure the amount of oil they put on sheets of aluminum before they roll them to very thin dimensions. We have interest from people who are bonding aircraft structural parts together who want to put a primer coat on their aluminum part before they bond them together with epoxy. They want to know the thickness and the uniformity of the primer coat. And you see, we can measure that with the SurfMap.
Matching space technology with commercial needs means everyone's a winner. Again, Ivan Swenson.
We're more efficient doing the engineering. They're more efficient doing the manufacturing. So it's a win-win situation for both a company like Thiokol, which is an aerospace corporation, and the small companies that we work with, because we give them something to sell to the general public.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.